This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGior. Today I'm speaking with Stephen Breyer. Stephen, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
Good. Stephen, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I'm the product owner, for lack of a better term, of the Marriott Digital Asset Management System and several applications that leverage the DAM to activate brand voice and automate marketing and sales efforts for 11 different brands worldwide. So in this role, I develop a strategy, I prioritize the development, I manage all the internal and external resources, whether that be our development shop, advertising agencies, and others, and serve as a liaison between the business and what we call the tools, which includes the DAM and any of the other applications that link into the DAM. And I also project manage any integration efforts between other applications in the DAM, which is extremely important. We've made the DAM, accessible through an API, and so that makes it much easier for other applications to tap into those assets that live there, you know, further gleaning and pulling value out of those assets.
And why does an international hotel chain use digital asset management?
Marriott uses it to secure the investment that's made in digital assets from a property standpoint, also from a corporate standpoint. So whether we have assets for brand and brand marketing, human resources, internal communications, we use the DAM to secure that investment and also to glean the maximum value we can out of those assets. So before we actually had this thing, assets were stored on servers and hard drives and disks, and so you really couldn't access them, not in a global fashion and certainly not even a cross-departmental way. So this now allows people to use these assets and to actually get them out to people. The reason why we initially built it was to help build our brands. You know, we were going to a strategy of brand distinction, and so we really needed to categorize assets that would be used specifically for each brand and not cross-pollinate, if you will, so that we could get distinction. And I guess the final thing you could say is just to save money, because for this specific DAM, we collapsed 9 different databases around the world, and I wouldn't even say that was all of them. We did that in a formalized way, but then I think there have been other teams and groups and organizations throughout Marriott who've since found our tool and have, you know, added their assets to the system as well.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, the first thing is, you know, if you're going to be taking something on like this, you've got to have some thick skin, because this is it's very sensitive. You know, everyone has their own idea of how it should be done, and they're very protective of their assets and the control of those assets. And so, in large corporations like Marriott, it's kind of, I like to say, a house-to-house battle. You know, it's pretty rare that you see a company that scopes out and to centrally fund an enterprise-wide solutions, because many times it's millions of dollars. You have to fight through all of the fiefdoms and their misunderstandings. The way that we were able to do it was we built small. We proved it out, the concept, to do a certain set of tasks or to accomplish, to solve certain problems. And then as we proved that out, started to evangelize the system to build that support and get others to take ownership of their slice of the pie. So in a sense, I guess you should be a salesperson too. You know, that's not always something that, you know, people in this position really, really aspire to or really have the skill set to do, but really it's just a matter of getting out and talking to people and really helping paint the picture for them so they can see what the digital asset management system can do for their group and what centralization of that, the value of centralization can have to their organization. And the other thing is just be open and solicit feedback and even criticisms and complaints. You know, this is from where all the good ideas for our system have come. You know, and I always like to say that when people stop complaining, I don't have a healthy system, because it means that people are starting to disengage. And I really have fostered this open door kind of policy so that people understand that, you know, if they have an issue with the system, if it can be solved, we're perfectly willing to do that.
Allowing people to complain, but taking those complaints and seeing what challenges can be resolved to make the system better. That's a great piece of advice there as well.
Right.
Well, thanks, Stephen.
You are quite welcome.
For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo, Blueberry, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. Thanks again.